Let's go and have a chat with Claire Cunningham. Morning, Claire.
How are you?
I'm very well. I noted our favourite Cradle Mountain entered for both Sydney and Brisbane on the weekend. What's your plans?
Except for both races, Andrew, as you know, there's a fair bit of rain forecast down here, but we don't really make decisions until we see the field, barrier draws, try and find the most suitable race, probably Thursday by Thursday, I'd say.
Understand. I just, in fact, got a text from Navesh Ramdani at Randwick. They've had 96 mils since Saturday night. It's a heavy nine right now. The forecast is not too bad for the next few days, but there's more rain on the weekend.
Yeah. There are. It seems to be that it will be in the heavy range. So I don't know what we'll do in relation to, I don't think we'll run him on a wet track. So we're more probably leaning towards Queensland if the race is suitable.
Understand. And all those fields will come out tomorrow. What did you take out of the first up run?
Not too sure, to be honest. I'm not confident to say, trying to really judge it. Obviously, it was kind of disappointing. I would have liked him to be running within the top three. I know Deprived is a good horse. I just thought Noble Joey's run probably took a lot of merit away from our horse. He was up on the pace. I know it was a very strong pace the first two furlongs. But for Noble Joey to finish in front of him and for our horse to fade so quickly was disappointing. But I can't find any excuses, so we just press on.
And he came out of it good, obviously, the way you're talking.
Yep.
Yeah, understand. And his track work, is he still a horse that you just tick over quietly between runs?
Yeah. We just treat him like every other time. He's obviously quite fit now, so just keep him happy and sound. He did an exhibition gallop last week at Warwick Farm in between races, and we were really happy with his gallop. So we think he's in good order. We just kind of need to go back out there. Over 1,200 is obviously pet distance where he's been most successful. We did put him over 1,100 last start. So hopefully we can get another line on how he's going on the weekend.
All right. We'll wait and see what happens. Maybe Brisbane for that race up there, the Healy, but they're all competitive races, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, for, you know, winter racing, yeah. I suppose he's at that benchmark now where we're running into nice horses and better quality. So we can't shy away from them. I just want to see a better type of run from him this weekend.
Understand. What are the plans with that two-year-old colt, Big Parade?
He won like nice enough at Taree. He's still very green, but the programming at the moment makes it very difficult to put horses like him through the grades. There's not like there's many two-year-old races in the provincials where you can just, other than maidens, where you can just step them through their grades. So unfortunately, we're having to probably come to town just to give him another run. He's pulled up really well and he has no reason why he can't race. But obviously, going to a Saturday race is a big step up from Taree.
Yep.
We think he's a nice horse, but it's, like I said, it just would have been nice to be able to teach him a bit more about the game before having to come to town. I think he will probably be the same as Cradle Mountain. I'd say he'll go to the drier surface, and the race looks a lot more suitable in nominations in Queensland than what it does in Sydney, but we'll just accept for both. And there's actually an open class one at Newcastle where we'll accept as well. Like I just said, you're pretty much having to go into open classes or benchmarks to work through their next grade. So we'll accept for probably three spots on Saturday and just pick the best race for him.
See what happens. You got a bit of thinking to do, Claire. That's all right, though.
Yeah. Well, my poor staff have to plan to be anywhere and everywhere on Saturday, but that's just racing.
Yeah, it is. All right, we'll wait and see what happens. I guess from what we can gauge, Claire, as you look right now with a heavy nine in Sydney, you're probably leaning maybe towards Brisbane if it's the right race with Cradle Mountain. You'll look at that final field tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Good on you, mate. Really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Claire.
Cheers, Andrew. Bye.